Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon. Welcome to the Stop Go Stop podcast.
Today's program features the history of the bus, the art of Gilles Ayoud, the influences of walking with Charles Dickens, and much, much more.
Button up your waistcoat and remember, dignity and even holiness are sometimes just a question of what you wear.
Episode 181 of the Stop Go Stop podcast, Growth.
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 One of these days,
one of these days, one of these days, one of these days, one of these days, one of these days, one of these days, one of these days, one of these days, one of these days.
Growth.
So very well. No growth.
Growth.
Always growth. No growth. Always growth.
Growth.
No growth.
Growth.
Always growth. No growth.
One of these days. 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 One of these days.
Growth. No growth. Grift. Always growth. Documented walks.
Only 4 miles each way.
Routine and distance.
It's a long story.
How do we move together?
Realism with a twist.
Is there a good way to measure?
Observational skills.
Search terms.
Health and inspiration.
Muted color palette.
Ways of measuring.
Most popular. Architectural elements.
Narrative and observation.
It might be a nice distraction from the everyday.
The future, you say?
Yes. The future. The art of Gilles Ayoud. Description, line, color, composition. Are they alone? Are we alone? It isn't supposed to be about us.
But how isn't it about us?
But it isn't.
How did he get there?
Dickens would walk for hours, sometimes up to 20 miles in a single day. He preferred night walks and often set out after a day's writing, continuing late into the evening.
Who was he there with? Did they kill any animals? Did he kill any animals?
How many plastic bags did they leave behind?
These walks allowed him to gather a wealth of material for his novels. His keen observations of the city's streets, characters, and social conditions are reflected in his detailed and realistic descriptions. The first buses were horse-drawn and known as omnibuses. The concept began in Nantes, France, in 1823 by Stanislas Baudry. Was he married? Did he take his wife?
Was it a boys' outing?
If they had a gun, was it a check-off gun?
1830s, 1890s.
Steam-powered buses started to appear. Walter Hancock and Sir Goldsworthy Gurney were pioneers in this area, experimenting it with steam-powered road vehicles. Walking was not just a source of inspiration, but also a way for Dickens to maintain his health and deal with stress. I ride the bus to work 2 times a week.
I drive the other days.
I wish I could say I ride my bike.
But it's not happening this year.
It's a long story.
It's not a long story. It's just not one I want to tell.
It's just not one I have to tell. He believed in the therapeutic effects of walking and used it to clear his mind.
So I can take the 151 or the 22 or the 36.
Sometimes the rhythm of my life means I will take the 151 for 2 or 3 times in a row.
1882.
The first electric trolley bus was introduced by Ernst Werner von Siemens in Berlin. These vehicles ran on electricity supplied by overhead wires, combining aspects of trams and buses.
Dickens documented some of his walking experiences in his works. For instance, in his book, The Uncommercial Traveler, he describes various walks around London and the different people he encountered.
For others, it's 22, the Clark bus.
Or 36, Broadway. The Clark and Broadway buses both run the same route en route to work. They divide just north of my stop.
True, being above ground, I would rather take the 8 to the 66 than the red.
One of his most famous walks took place in 1857, when Dickens walked from London to his home in Kent, a journey of over 30 miles. Gilles Ayoud, 1928 to 2005, was a French painter, scenographer, and writer associated with the figuration narrative movement.
Ayoud's paintings frequently portray animals in zoos or artificial habitats. He captures the melancholy and sometimes absurdity of these settings, reflecting on the relationship between humans and animals and the confinement of living creatures.
His walks influenced many scenes and characters in his novels. The bustling streets of Victorian London in Oliver Twist and the eerie settings in Bleak House are examples of his walk's impact on his writing.
1895.
Carl Benz designed the first motorized bus with an internal combustion engine, which operated in Germany.
Red is the color of my frustration with the subsurface transport.
But the bus. Some days I wish I could climb on top, let the wind blow through my hair, and reach up and brush the leaves as they go by. Feel the sun warm my ears.
Someday when I sit in the last row, the bus warms my seat.
Someday.
Maybe tomorrow.
The rattle and the rumble.
The placement of the next stop button.
The sag of the call cord. The give as a stop is called.
The man, it's always a man, who lights his cigarette as he exits on a cold winter's day.
The smell lingers inside for more than a moment.
The now omnipresent on this bus for everyone, cell phone with the sound turned up.
It might be a call.
It might be a YouTube about raising chickens.
It might be a song you hope you never hear again.
Overall, walking was a crucial part of Dickens' life.
Charles Darnay and Lucy Manette often go for walks together during their courtship.
It might end soon.
It might be a nice distraction from the everyday.
The bus for everyone.
It's close enough I could walk. Only 4 miles each way.
Dickens walked twice that.
These walks are significant for the development of their relationship and offer moments of reflection and conversation.
1905.
The London General Omnibus Company began operating motor buses, gradually replacing horse-drawn vehicles, which emerged as a counterpoint to abstract art and was influenced by pop art. His works are characterized by their realistic yet subtly surreal approach, often depicting animals in captivity and zoo environments. Here are some key aspects of his art.
Breaking news, this just in. We are going to talk about a political issue, even if you don't care about it.
This just in, if you take Alpha Beta Zeta, you too will always remember what you always forget.
Thanks for joining me. Remember to like and subscribe.
In a world where no one is sleeping, if you don't go to sleep, you will die.
Sydney Carton, who harbors unrequited love for Lucy, sometimes walks with her. These walks are poignant, revealing Carton's deep feelings and the complexity of his character.
Dr. Alexandre Manette, after his release from the Bastille, takes walks with Lucy in the garden. These walks symbolize his gradual recovery and reintegration into normal life after years of imprisonment.
A podcast that talks about how you too can be better than everyone else.
1920s.
The development of pneumatic tires and more reliable internal combustion engines led to the widespread adoption of motor buses. Buses became larger and more comfortable with improved suspension systems.
A podcast, a commercial, or is it a podcast? I can't tell.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining this movable feast. The way we are routed today, which way we will go, you will never know.
Intertwining vines and tendrils, spreading in every direction, crisscrossing.
Mr. Jarvis Lorry, a loyal friend to the Manette family, is often seen walking, whether on business or for pleasure. His walks often provide him with opportunities to reflect on the unfolding events and his role in them. Iolaud frequently includes elements of architecture, such as cages, glass enclosures, and other structures that house the animals. These elements emphasize the artificiality and confinement of the environments.
Each vine a unique path, painted in vivid hues of green, red, and yellow, merging and diverging in a harmonious yet complex dance.
A dense mosaic of overlapping branches.
A kaleidoscope of growth.
The stems here are thick and interwoven, reflecting the constant flow of nutrients. In the northern part of the garden, the vines extend like branches of a mighty oak tree, reaching towards the leafy canopy where the colors soften into soothing pastels.
The quieter, shaded areas.
To the west, the tendrils fan out like rays of the setting sun, golden and warm.
The diverse flora.
These walks are more than mere physical activities. They serve as important narrative devices, allowing characters to engage in meaningful conversations, reflect on their circumstances, and reveal their inner thoughts and emotions. 1940s, 1950s.
Bus designs continued to evolve, with the introduction of features like automatic transmissions, improved heating and ventilation systems, and more powerful engines.
The southern side of the garden is painted with a rich palette of deep blues and greens.
The vines are steady and purposeful, anchoring the plant to the earth and beyond. Along the edge of the garden, near the water source, the vines are fluid and graceful, mirroring the gentle curves of the shore.
With splashes of turquoise and cerulean, each way every day.
The first articulated buses, also known as bendy buses, were introduced in Europe, increasing passenger capacity. He was a far, far better walker than I ever will be. His walks were far, far better walks than we have ever known.
But really, what else did he have to do? Walk, write a bit, have a drink, start it all over again?
I don't think that's how it worked.
I know you're right.
Walk, write, drink.
Walk, write, drink.
Walk, write, drink.
Walk, write, drink.
In 1828, George Shillibeer introduced the first horse-drawn omnibus service in London, offering a new public transportation option for the city's residents. Then revised because what was written was all wrong.
Listen to these words now.
Many miles distant from the spot at which,
year after year, we met on that day, a merry and joyous circle.
Many of the hearts that throbbed so gleefully then have ceased to beat.
His paintings are observational and suggest narratives about the conditions and lives of the animals he depicts. They encourage viewers to reflect on themes of freedom, captivity, and the human impact on nature.
Many of the looks that shone so brightly then have ceased to glow.
The hands we grasped have grown cold. The eyes we sought have hidden their luster in the grave.
And yet the old house, the room, the merry voices and smiling faces, the jest, the laugh, the most minute and trivial circumstance connected with those happy meetings, crowd upon our mind at each recurrence of the season as if the last assemblage had been but yesterday.
Happy, 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 that can win us back to the delusions of our childish days, that can recall to the old man the pleasures of his youth, and transport the sailor and the traveler, thousands of miles away, back to his own fireside and his quiet home.
In response to environmental concerns, hybrid buses, which use both internal combustion engines and electric power, were developed. These buses offer improved fuel efficiency and reduced emissions. While his style is realistic, Aillaud's paintings often have a dreamlike or eerie quality. He uses precise detail to create a sense of hyperreality, making the scenes both familiar and unsettling. With advances in battery technology, fully electric buses have become more viable. They are increasingly being adopted in cities worldwide for their environmental benefits.
His works often employ a subdued color scheme, using tones that enhance the melancholic and reflective mood of his subjects. This palette contributes to the contemplative atmosphere of his pieces.
Overall, Gilles Aillaud's art contemplatively explores the artificiality of human-made environments for animals and poignantly comments on the human-animal relationship. His detailed, realistic style, combined with a muted, melancholic palette, creates thought-provoking and evocative works.
Autonomous buses.
Research and development in autonomous vehicle technology have led to trials of self-driving buses, promising to revolutionize public transportation in the future.
How do we move together?
Is there a good way to measure?
Search terms, ways of measuring.
Most popular
algorithm, 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 algorithm
growth,
advertising.
The bus was a private business. Public transportation was once all private, and at some point, it was seen as good for the public good to socialize much of it. Now, through Zipcars, Uber, and the like, the private sector is trying to find its way back to the public good.
Does that give me hope for healthcare? That a once private service can be turned public? Or fear that the private sector will eventually find its way to dig its talons into anything it can profit from?
Is every good tech idea just an old idea with a new jacket? In a world of constant motion and endless destinations, I find myself riding a bus.
The engine and the occasional chatter of fellow passengers.
And today?
And today. As the cityscape blurs past the windows, as I settle into my seat, the rhythm of the road beneath the wheels.
Bump, bump, rattle, rattle, zig, zag, zig.
With the soft jostling of the bus, I close my eyes, signaling to my mind that it is time to focus. A deep breath, counting silently to four.
The air fills my lungs, bringing with it a sense of calm.
I exhale slowly to a count of six, releasing the day's accumulated stress with my breath. I shift my attention to my feet, feeling the ground beneath them.
Bump, bump, rattle, rattle, zigzag, zig. Bump, bump, rattle, rattle. Zig, zag, zig.
The rattle and the rumble.
The placement of the next stop button. The sag of the call cord. The give, as a stop is called.
I tense the muscles in my feet, holding for a moment.
And today.
Each way, every day. Each way, every day.
One of these days.
One
of these days.
You have been listening to episode 181, Growth. The Stop Go Stop podcast is written and produced by John Wanzel. From Chicago to your ears, thank you for listening.